10 years to do.
All righty, we are back with Rob over in Naknek, and we're about to get into the rookies game. Here you go, Rob.
Thanks, Virgil. Had a little connection problem there. All the phone lines were busy here at Bristol Bay High School, and so we're getting a little late start, but the rookies are off to a fast start with a 4-0 lead over the Bristol Bay Angels. 6:19 to play first period. An opening basket by Danielle Carlson, and then Sean and Joe Calver just tallied another for the 4 points. Here's a shot from the corner by the Angels, a three-point shot, no good. Pulled down by Honey Lou Wilson. She gets it to Danielle Carlson, and the rookies go on the offense again. This is the final girls matchup of the night. The Angels come in 2-6. The King Cove rookies 4-1, riding a four-game winning streak on this current 10-game road trip. And actually, I guess it'll be maybe more like 8-game road trip by the time this tournament's over. The ball goes out of bounds after a missed shot and over to Bristol Bay. Pass in the middle, and now over here on the left wing, we have a roster. There's Bristol Bay numbers are kind of hard to read. They have white jerseys with light yellow numbers and dark trim. The rookies wearing black jerseys with gold trim. Here's a shot by Bristol Bay. No good. Courtney Wilson had the ball. Was knocked loose out of bounds to the rookies. Shauna Jo Calver inbounds to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene gives it back to Shauna. She brings it across the Angel and into the front court. As you can hear, we have a band right below me here, which is going to make it hard to hear at times, perhaps, but it's part of the atmosphere of high school basketball, Bristol Bay style. The missed shot by Shauna Calver goes out of bounds, and now the Angels have it down on this end right in front of us here. Nearly intercepted by Raylene Kachutin. It looked like the Angel player got away with the travel there. The ball is at the top, now to the right wing. A three-point shot is launched, and it's an air ball out of bounds over to King Cove. As we said earlier, the Bristol Bay Angels come in with a 2-6 mark. King Cove 4-1, and currently with a four-game winning streak under Coach Connie Newton. Shauna Jo Calver brings the ball across the line. Crossover dribble. Goes off a screen by Danielle Carlson. Crosses over, goes the other side. Then we're going to have a, what is the call? It's an offensive foul. And I'm guessing, let's look at the board on Honey Lou Wilson, comes to the bench, replaced by Shauna Wheeler. Not sure what the call was there. Must have been a travel or double dribble. No foul goes up on the board. Bristol Bay with the ball. Fake a three. Pass to the left wing. Here's a two-point shot up off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Raylene Kachutin. Raylene is always looking to run, and she loses the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Bristol Bay. King Cove basketball on the side. 4:36 to play. First quarter. 4-0. Rookies with the lead. Shauna Jo inbounds to Raylene. She takes the ball with one hand and dribbles the top of the three-point arc. Closely guarded there by number one, Stephanie Monson. The ball goes down low to Danielle Carlson, who dribbles around a three-point line and near steal, and the ball is knocked out of bounds off of Monson back to the rookies. She nearly stole the ball, knocked it loose, and it went out of bounds just this side of half court, where it will be inbounded by Raylene to Shauna Jo. She comes across the line. Kind of a slow start here. Danielle Carlson takes the ball, spins around, puts up the shot, no good. Shauna Wheeler with the rebound down low, throws it back top to Shauna Calver. Hesitation dribble. Now she drives in, puts up a shot that goes up and over the backboard. Shauna throws her hands up in the air. She usually is a lot more accurate than that. And it remains 4-0 rookies here at the halfway point of quarter number one. If you missed earlier action, the Sandpoint Eagles lost this morning in an earlier game by a final score of 65-50. And then the King Cove T-Jacks defeated Manicotic 54-33. And we'll go over the brackets with you when we get a break. Coach Newton talking there with Raylene Kachutin as she gets ready to inbound the ball. Full court press now being employed by Bristol Bay. Danielle Carlson comes into the backcourt to take the pass and dribbles it across the timeline. She goes right side, reverse dribble, spins, looking for help. Bounce pass to Raylene. Raylene drives the lane. Nearly travels, now throws up an off-balance shot. It almost goes. Shauna Jo with the rebound, no good. The ball's tipped around. Grabbed by Shauna Wheeler, who goes up, no good. And the ball is loose, and it's stolen out there by Danielle Carlson. She drives in, stops, bounce pass to Raylene. A lot of physical contact here. And Connie Newton calls a 30-second timeout. The rookie's doing a good job in the offensive glass. A lot of contact being let go by his officiating crew in the early stages of this one. And we have a 4-0 lead for the rookies as the band strikes it up. And we'll try to update you on some news here. I do want to, we have a shout-out from Shauna Wheeler to Marissa Lill and Fanny Joe. And also I want to say hello to my wife, Tanya, and daughter, Whitney, listening at home in King Cove via live streaming on the Internet. The updated brackets. Tomorrow morning's game, Sandpoint will face Manicotic at 9 a.m. King Cove will take on Dillingham at 3 p.m. This is in the boys' bracket. And then we'll update the girls for you here in a moment. Bristol Bay brings the ball across and throws it out of bounds. A bad pass that went off the hands of number 23. And that's Brianna Cook. And it goes back to the rookies. Full court pressure. Ray Linkajutin takes the ball, drives down the left side lane, wide open, and lays it up and in. Nice drive there by Raylene as she broke free of the defensive pressure. 6-0, rookies with the lead. Bristol Bay brings the ball up, and we'll put our brackets aside and deal with that later. Here's a pass down the corner, triple team there, pass nearly intercepted by Raylene. Here's a shot inside, no good. The rebound is off of Bristol Bay. What are they going to call? And it is, no, they're going to say it's off of Shauna Calver, that one right below us. And it'll go to Bristol Bay underneath. The ball is intercepted by Shauna Wheeler. Nice defense there. Raylene Kachutin gets it ahead to Danielle Carlson, who's fouled with a reach-in by number 20. Number 23, Brianna Cook, picks up the foul. That's her first, team's first. First foul of the game. Raylene to inbound. She hits Danielle Carlson, and she goes underneath. Bounce pass out to Shauna Calver. Shauna with a lob pass to Raylene. She drives in, puts it up, no good. The rebound is pulled off there. And here comes Bristol Bay on a fast break. End to end, laid up and in. And that basket by number 11, Anna Chukwak. Chukwak with the first basket for Bristol Bay. 2:25 to go, first period. Rookies lead 6-2. Carlson with the ball down the right corner. Shot is up, no good. Rebound there by Courtney Wilson. Courtney looking for help and lobs it out. Too high for Shauna Joe. It goes off her hand into the backcourt for an over and back violation. And it'll go back to the Angels. Some of you that have listened to Bristol Bay action or been here for games have heard a familiar loud voice. And that fellow's name is Orion. And you'll hear him right now, purple and gold all the way. He's a cheerleader for many teams. He's been here all day taking in all the games. And he's the one that let us know how Bristol Bay was doing so far this year. Bristol Bay with the ball here. Here's a pass from Erica Phelps on the left wing. Now it's loose. Bristol Bay picks it up. It goes outside to Ashley. Ashley Bale, she gets it inside to Anna Chukwak, who's fouled on the drive by Shauna Wheeler. That'll be Shauna's first, team's first. And that should be a two-shot foul, and it is for Anna. Shauna Wheeler tying her shoe in the lane on the first shot. And the first shot is up and bounces around and off the side of the rim, no good. 6-2 the score, 1:54 to play first quarter. Rookies with the lead over the Bristol Bay Angels in the nightcap of the ladies' first-round bracket. Second shot hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Courtney Wilson. She pivots looking for help, gets it to Shauna Calver. Shauna comes across the Bristol Bay Angel logo. Crossover dribble to the left side. Now she spins. She's driving down the lane, gives a pass underneath to Shauna Wheeler, who's trapped and tries to bounce pass, but there's a three-second violation. Shauna might have been well advised just to go up and hope for the best on that when she was in no man's land underneath there, trapped by two Bristol Bay defenders. Bristol Bay basketball now. I do wish we could see their numbers a little better. Brought up by Erica Phelps. She has Ashley Bales over here on the left wing, and she's looking to go right, and she traveled. Wondered if they were going to call that. She kind of lost the dribble, had the ball high in her hand, took a couple of steps, and she gets called for the travel. Shauna Wheeler now comes off. Looks like she took an elbow to the nose, maybe. Honey Lou Wilson back in the game. Rounding out the rookies on the floor, Courtney Wilson, Danielle Carlson, Raylene Kachutin, and Shauna Joe Calver. Shauna Joe inbounds to Danielle. Gets it back to Shauna Joe. Full court pressure here by the Angels defense. Shauna crosses over. Nice pass there to Raylene. She drives down the left side, puts up a shot, no good. The rebound underneath is out of bounds to the Angels. So Raylene was open for a second, but a defender got over there quickly. She had to alter her shot, and she puts up an air ball, and the ball is out of bounds back to Bristol Bay. They bring it across here to number 30, Ashley Monk on the left wing, down low right in front of us for Stephanie Monson. She throws it inbounds. The shot is up, no good, and the ball is tied up. The possession arrow points to the King Cove rookies, and Candace Mack checks in now for the rookies, replacing Raylene Kachutin. Trying to get some more of the numbers for Bristol Bay. Shanice Pacheco's in the game. Candace takes the inbounds pass, starts up court, dribbling to the right side. She goes down the baseline, spins, reverses back outside. Now she's got a clear drive. Oh, she had a clear path to the basket and picked up her dribble. Now Danielle Carlson drives in. The ball is loose, and it's taken away. Honey Lou Wilson just got away with a foul on Stephanie Monson, and she gets the ball back. And now Stephanie double dribbles, and she gets ready to slam the ball down in disgust, thinks better of it, and gives a nice hard bounce to the referee. He takes it, hands it to Candace Mack, and it'll go back to the rookies. Inbound to Shauna Calver, who hands it to Candace. Candace coming across court to the right, off of a screen by Danielle Carlson. She continues all the way in. Pass inside to Honey Lou Wilson. Honey Lou puts it up and in. Nice play by the King Cove rookies, and they extend their lead 8-2 with 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. Come on, rookies, step up the defense here. Get a stop. The ball is to Stephanie Monson right here at the left wing. She dribbles, defended by three rookies. There's an open shooter who passes up a shot for Bristol Bay. Shauna Jo Calver cuts off. We're going to get a push with 3 seconds left on Honey Lou Wilson. And I think she had pretty good defense on the baseline. We got a clear shot straight down the baseline. Bristol Bay ball out of bounds. Number 30, Ashley Monk, will pass it in with 3 seconds left. The rookies need to get a stop here to finish the quarter strong. Here's a three-point shot at the buzzer. No good. Air ball rebounded by Courtney Wilson. And after one quarter of play, the King Cove rookies 8, the Bristol Bay Angels 2. We'll keep it right here for you during the 60-second break. As you can hear the band playing, and we're going to go over the brackets with you again. And as we mentioned earlier, the boys' bracket, Sandpoint lost this morning to Dillingham. King Cove defeated Manicotic, so tomorrow at 9 a.m. it'll be Manicotic versus Sandpoint. And at 3 p.m., King Cove versus Dillingham. New Stew fell to New Halen earlier tonight. And in the game to follow this one, Bristol Bay and Togiak, the loser will face New Stew tomorrow at noon, and the winner will face New Halen at 6 p.m. in the girls' bracket. We have, in the early game, Cockanock lost to Togiak, and Dillingham defeated Manicotic. So in the loser's bracket at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Manicotic will take on Cockanock. And in the winner's bracket at 4:30, Dillingham against Togiak. And in the girls' rematch of the boys' game, New Halen also defeated New Stew in the girls' game. The loser of this one will face New Stew at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow, and the winner in the marquee matchup tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. against the New Halen Malamutes. Back to action here as the second quarter begins. Bristol Bay inbounds the ball on the right wing, back top over here to the left wing. Good defense by Candace Mack. She lobs a pass over for a two-pointer from Monson. No good off the glass. It's a rebound up, no good. The ball is loose, bodies everywhere, and the ball is tied up, and they finally call it. And possession arrow goes to King Cove. So a lot of physical play, as we mentioned earlier, and the refs are just letting the girls go at it, and they seem happy to do that. Shauna Calver across the timeline is screened by Danielle Carlson. Shauna reverses a dribble, back outside to three-point arc. Another screen by Candace Mack. She goes around. Nice pass to Courtney Wilson, and she rolls it up and in. And the rookies now lead 10-2, 7:25 to play in the second quarter. Bristol Bay with the ball in the right wing. Closely defended by Daniel Carlson. Danielle now steals the ball away. It's loose. Honey Lou Wilson gets it, bounces over to Shauna Cower. They have numbers if she can get it up to Candace. Nice pass to Candace Mack. Candace goes up. She's fouled hard, and the shot is short, but Candace is going to go to the charity stripe for two tosses here. With 7:09 to play, second quarter. King Cove rookies 10, Bristol Bay Angels 2. Candace at the line for two. She dribbles the ball, crouches low, puts up the first shot, and off the right side of the rim, no good. She'll have one more. That foul was on number 23, Brianna Cook. That's her second, team's third. Second shot is up, rolls around, and drops through. So Candace Mack enters the scoring column. 11-2, rookies with the lead. Rob Lanham here with you in Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska for the Sockeye Tournament. Here's a two-point shot from the corner by Bristol Bay, and that's nothing but net by Stephanie Monson. And the score is 11-4 with 6:50 to play second quarter. We're glad you could join us here tonight on KSDP Radio, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, live streaming on the Internet, Sandpoint in King Cove, Alaska. The rookie's ball is lost underneath. Honey Lou Wilson had it, tried to pass it over to Courtney, and that pass is picked off. Coach Newton not happy about that. Here comes Bristol Bay. Danielle Carlson gets position, and they call the blocking foul. And number 11, Anna Chukwok, rules the shot in. That was a horrible call. She had position for about a week and a half underneath there as Chukwok drove down. Danielle put her arms up, took position, got leveled, and it results in a three-point play for Bristol Bay. All right, girls, 5-on-7. Let's get them now. Ball inbounded to Danielle Carlson, back to Shauna Calver. 11-7 now, rookies lead. Five consecutive points by Bristol Bay. Shauna picks up her dribble, passes it over to Danielle Carlson. Danielle back to Shauna in the lane for an 8-footer, bounces around, no good. The rebound taken off there by Bristol Bay. Someone's got to get in her way. Here comes Chukwok again. She lays it up and good. And it's 11-9, rookies. Coach Newton's going to have to get somebody to put a body on her. Here's a pass inside for Honey Lou Wilson. She had an easy layup and just dropped the pass and rolled out of bounds over to Bristol Bay. Honey Lou looks like she's not getting around too well, like she's maybe got a knee or ankle problem. The ball comes down the left wing to Stephanie Monson, passed in the middle, laid up by Chukwok off the front of the rim, no good. The rebound there by Courtney Wilson. She's tied up from behind by Shanice Pacheco, and the ball will belong to Bristol Bay underneath their basket with 5:46 to play here in the first half. Ball is slapped, and it's inbounded. Monson has it right here below us, three-point range, dribbles to the top of the arc. Her pass across to the right wing. Here's an open two-pointer in the corner. Looks good, and it is. And that shot was by number 30, Ashley Monk. And Bristol Bay has run off a quick 9 points, and an 11-2 King Cove advantage has disappeared just like that. And we're now knotted up at 11, 5:32 to play, and Coach Connie Newton has seen enough. She's going to call a timeout. Honey Lou Wilson calling for a sub as she hobbles over to the bench. The rookies, they need to get moving here. They need to get their head in the game. They're playing well, but it seemed like all of a sudden the last minute and a half they just went into a fog, and the one-woman wrecking crew of Anna Chukwok has made them pay for it. She has 5 in the quarter, 7 for the game, and the score all tied at 11 apiece. We want to thank all the folks here at Bristol Bay, Brian Anderson, the AD, and all the other folks that have been tasked to set up this Sockeye tournament. Been very helpful just in helping us get a connection for you so that we could bring you this one live tonight from Naknek, Alaska. Looked outside earlier and saw something we haven't seen for quite a while, snow falling. You would think winter time in Alaska you'd see a lot of snow, but we really haven't this year so far. Back to live action. Shauna Jo Calver inbounds the ball to Candace Mack. She drives around the left side, and there's going to be a pushing foul on the defender. And looks like that was number 1, Stephanie Monson. And it was. That's her second. The ball is inbound to Shauna Wheeler. She tries to pass it in to Danielle Carlson. It's knocked away. Candace Mack has it. Drives right lane. Puts it up. And good. Good shot there by Candace. And the rookies regain the lead 13-11. Come on, girls, step it up now. Shauna Wheeler in the game for Honey Lou Wilson. Bristol Bay brings it up to Monson right here in front of us in the left wing. Here's a pass in the middle to Pacheco. Back to Monson. She drives around, puts up a 2. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound off of Shauna Wheeler's hands. And it's a knockout of bounds by a Bristol Bay player, and it'll be the rookies' basketball. Shauna Jo right below us to retrieve the loose ball, and she gives it to the referee, hands it to Candace Mack. She inbounds with 4:55 to go here in the first half. Coach Newton standing in front of the bench, arms folded, watching the action. And Shauna Jo drives around a screen by Candace, puts it in the middle to Danielle Carlson. Her shot is no good. And it's brought away by guess who? Anna Chukwok. She goes full court. Nice pass down there. And she passed it off to Brianna Cook, who was fouled from behind, I believe, by Shauna Jo Calver. That will be the call. Shauna Jo picking up her first foul. Team's third. I missed one somewhere. Actually, that's Shauna Jo's second foul. That's the one I missed. And they're going to put her at the line. Did not look like a shooting foul, nevertheless. First one is up. No good off the back of the rim. And Brianna Cook will have one more for Bristol Bay. 13-11, rookies lead with 4:38 to play in the first half. Her second one is up. No good. Rebound is corralled in the corner by Shauna Wheeler. Gets it to Shauna Calvert. Nice job cutting the baseline at half court there by the Bristol Bay defender, Brianna Cook. Shauna gets it to Courtney Wilson. Courtney looks down low for Candace. She goes up, puts it up. No good. Rolled off the rim. Nice play. Just didn't finish. Now Bristol Bay has numbers. Shauna Calvert back on defense. And she gives a hand up in the face there of Stephanie Monson enough to cause her to miss the shot. But the ball goes out of bounds. And it will stay here. Angels basketball underneath the basket. A substitution in for the Angels. Shailene Holstrom checks in. She gets the ball on the inbounds pass. Nearly traveled with it. Gets it to the top to Chukwak. He gets it back to Brianna Cook. The band strikes up a little charge of some sort. The ball is in now. Double team. Oh, nice pass inbounds by, or into the lane by Chukwak. She gives it to, I believe that was number 44, Pacheco, and she scores, tying the game at 13. Shauna Jo across the timeline, looking for a screen for Candace Mack. Gets it, but the defender fights through it. Shauna's pass now gets away from Candace. She runs it down. Nice save. Gets it to Shauna Wheeler. Give and go to Danielle Carlson. She misses in the lane. Rebounded underneath by Courtney Wilson. And we're going to have a tie-up. And the possession arrow will point to the rookies. Thought Danielle was going to get that one to go. Honey Lou Wilson now coming back in the game for Candace Mack. Coach Newton wanting some more, wanting her in here probably for this lob play. The lob goes into Honey Lou. Her shot is up. No good. Foul off the rim. And the rebound is taken down by Bristol Bay. The shortest girl in the pile down there grabbed that one. And that was number 30, Ashley Monk. She gets it on the right wing. Daniel Carlson guarding the Bristol Bay player. Now it's in the middle, and there's Shauna Jo Calvert probably just picked up her third foul. Oh, no. Let's see. Yeah, I think it was her. Nope. The call, it says 11. There is no 11. They're going to have to figure this one out. And I think it's going to go against Shauna Jo. Yes, there they go. That's three on Shauna Jo. Not good news at all for the rookies. And Bristol Bay will be at the line. I believe Shanice Pacheco will be at the line for two. Five team fouls on the rookies. 3:18 to go in the first half. Game tied at 13. Some of these young King Cove guards are going to grow up quick tonight, it could be. First shot is no good. Second shot on its way. And off the back of the rim also no good. Honey Lou Wilson with the rebound gets it to Shauna Jo. And the baseline is cut. Shauna Jo, what's the call? That foul is going to be on number 23. Brianna Cook, that's going to be her third for Bristol Bay. Ball inbounds to Shauna Wheeler on the far side. She lobs it in for Honey Lou Wilson, who loses the ball, and now the ball goes to the floor, and we're going to have a hold on which team? That's on Honey Lou Wilson. Her first team six, her second team six. And Bristol Bay inbounds the ball half court. Score tied at 13. 3:03 to play in the first half. Ball down low here to Holstrom. She gets it on for Ashley Monk. A nice shot. Good. A little 10-footer from the corner. And Bristol Bay takes a 15-13 lead. So Bristol Bay with their first lead of the game. Danielle Carlson gets the ball. Pass it in for Shauna Calver. Intercepted. Here comes Chukwak driving down against Shauna Wheeler. She lays it up and in. And the band is getting the crowd into it. And a 30-second timeout by the Bristol Bay coach. That's interesting. Is there on a sort of a roll here? As they've taken a 17-13 lead. King Cove held an 11-2 advantage. Been outscored 15-2 over the last 4.5 minutes. Connie Newton trying to get some wisdom imparted to her players here. Shauna Wheeler holding up her hands to demonstrate something. And to be honest, the rookies look a little slow of foot tonight. really look like they're waiting for Shauna Calver and Danielle Carlson to do all the damage alone. And no doubt they're road weary. They started playing last Friday, and they've played every day since, both the rookies and T-Jack. Shauna Jo Calver takes the ball across the timeline, dribbles it out of bounds. It's going to be remain King Cove basketball. That one looked like it went off of Shauna Jo's knee, but the referee was out of position, and King Cove benefits. Now the ball is thrown in, goes out of bounds, deflected from behind by the defender as Danielle Carlson tried to receive the inbounds pass. 2:24 to go in the first half. Shauna Jo Calver now with it, gets it to Danielle Carlson. She dribbles into the lane with her left hand, stops, looking for help, pivots, gets it out to Shauna Wheeler. Shauna Wheeler back to Danielle above the three-point arc. She crossover dribble into the lane, picks up her dribble. Now she lobs it for Shauna Jo Calver for 15-footer, no good. Honey Lou Wilson goes up for the rebound, bounces it back outside to Shauna Wheeler, who gets it to Danielle Carlson, and she's fouled there by Ashley Monk over the back. She tried to intercept the pass. That'll be the 16th foul on the Angels. King Cove ball into the basket. Come on, rookies, let's go. Shauna Jo slaps the ball, gives it to Danielle Carlson. Her shot is short. The ball bouncing around, taken there. It's tied up. Shauna Calver and an Angels player. Possession arrow points to Bristol Bay. And then with a minute 58 to play, Bristol Bay will inbound the ball and bring it up with a 17-13 lead over the rookies. Bristol Bay with a strong second quarter. And number 12, Shailene Holstrom, has the ball on the wing. Now lob it, pass in the middle, and knocked out of bounds. That one, we had a clear look at that. That was knocked out of bounds by Courtney Wilson, but the call gives the ball to the rookies. The crowd not happy with that one. Got to give it to them. I can understand it. I wouldn't be either. Carlson across the timeline. Nice dribble into the lane. Goes up with a little running shot and makes it. Nice shot by Danielle. Her fourth point, 17-15. Angels with a minute and a half to go in the first half of play here in the first round of the Sockeye Classic. Bristol Bay dribbles down to the corner. Here's a pass. The receiver wasn't looking for it. Danielle Carlson gets it, goes the length to the floor, misses the layup, and gets hammered from behind. They could probably give a flagrant or intentional foul on that one if they wanted. Danielle tried to slow to make sure she got the layup in and did not make the shot, and instead got the open field tackle there. Foul on Shailene Holstrom, her first, team's seventh. Minute 18 to go, 17-15, Bristol Bay. Danielle Carlson at the line, hoping to tie it up for King Cove. Her first shot is up, no good, off the right side of the rim. Danielle bends over, kind of frustrated. Gets ready now, she's got one shot. Shauna Calver and Shauna Wheeler talking with Coach Newton. Now they go back to the floor. Danielle's second shot is up, off the backboard, no good, rebounded there by Shanice Pacheco. Long pass down court to Holstrom. She gets it at the foul line. The shot is up, no good. And Chukwak runs the ball down in the right corner. Minute 5 to go, first half. Now up top to Ashley Monk. She kicks it on the right corner to 00, Erica Phelps. She drives in, throws up a wild shot, and the ball is grabbed underneath by Shauna Wheeler. She gets it to Courtney Wilson. Come on, get it to a guard, girls. Back to Shauna Wheeler. And now to Danielle, and she'll bring it across the timeline with 45 seconds to go in the first half of play. And she got fouled there, and that wasn't called. Now she passes to Shauna Calver. The pass tipped away. Shauna retrieves it, and now they call a foul, finally, on number 12, Shailene Holstrom. Not meaning to sound like a homer here, but there were several reaching-in fouls, not just the reach-in, but where you get a little body block there, and they were not called. But finally, Shauna Calver gets a call, and she'll go to the line shooting a 1-1. 36 seconds to play here in the first half. Shauna Jo shot up, no good. Rolls around the rim and off. The rookies continue to struggle with free throw shooting. Here's a long pass, too long, by Chukwak as she looked for Holstrom down low, over her head. Rookies basketball, exactly 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. Come on, rookies, tie it up. Let's go now. 17-15. Shauna Calver brings it across the Angel logo at half court. White logo trimmed in purple, or maybe it's fuchsia. We'll just go with purple. Back to Danielle Carlson. She drives down the lane to Honey Lou Wilson. One dribble goes inside and lays it in. Nice pass by Danielle. Nice finish by Honey Lou. And we're all tied up at 17. Under 10 seconds to go. Orion counting the seconds down for his beloved Angels. Here's a pass, a three-pointer thrown up. Air ball, and it'll go to King Cove with 2 seconds to play. Let's see if Coach Newton's got anything in her bag of tricks for her. Full court play with 2 seconds left. Shauna Wheeler grabs the ball. The referee's counting. Throw it in, Shauna. It's taken away by Bristol Band. We got a foul at the buzzer, and that might result in a 1-1 for Bristol Bay. Let's see what we have here. I think the foul was on Shauna Wheeler. The rookies would have been well advised just to throw the ball the length of the court. And it was on, I think it'll be on Shauna Wheeler. No, it goes on Danielle Carlson. The shot is up and no good by Ashley Monk. That was a 1-1, so she will not get a second one. Let's mark that foul down. Danielle with 2, according to the board. And the teams come off as the band strikes it up here at halftime. After 2 quarters of play here at the Sockeye Tournament in Bristol Bay High School, Naknek, Alaska, the King Cove Rookies 17, the Bristol Bay Angels 17. I'm Rob Lynn. I'm bringing you the live game action. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We normally go for a break here at halftime, but since we had so much trouble getting the connection, we're just going to keep it right here with you. And we're not going to break the connection anyway. Maybe Virgil can put some music on for a couple of minutes. We'll leave the line open. We'll come back. And there's a play here at the Sockeye Tournament in Bristol Bay High School, Naknek, Alaska. The King Cove Rookies 17, the Bristol Bay Angels 17. I'm Rob Lynn. I'm bringing you the live game action. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We normally go for a break here at halftime, but since we had so much trouble getting the connection, we're just going to keep it right here with you. And we're not going to break the connection anyway. Maybe Virgil can put some music on for a couple of minutes. We'll leave the line open. We'll come back and